Welcome to Zaslow Show 2.0, presented from day one by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. You're dealing with any kind of accident, any personal injury, slip and fall, motorcycle, car accident, bike. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE. That's 800-747-3733. Title sponsors from day number one. No, before day number one of Zaslow Show 2.0, my guys Mark Anajar, Glenn Levine, Ellie Anajar, they believe in me. If you're listening to the show right now and you're dealing with any kind of personal injury, I'm sending you to my friends, Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. You don't have to deal with the insurance companies. You don't have to deal with the medical bills. You need to focus on getting right. That's where they come in. They handle all the stuff that you don't want to be bothered with. You need to make sure you're getting healthy, and they're going to make sure you're getting the money that you deserve. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE. That's 800-747-3733. Proud title sponsors of Zaslow Show 2.0. Welcome aboard. This is Zaslow Show 2.0. Welcome, Zaslow Show 2.0. It is a Monday, the 10th of June. Good to have you aboard, part of the Believe Podcast Network, and presented as always by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. 800-747-BREE, 800-747-3733. Title sponsor of everything Zaslow Show 2.0. You're involved in any kind of an accident, I send you to where you're going to get the compensation you deserve. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-BREE, 800-747-3733. And of course, tonight, game two of the Stanley Cup Finals. We're very, very pumped. Last night, game two of the NBA Finals. We are not as pumped, but Bet Online, your number one source for your NBA Finals, your Stanley Cup Finals, every stat, every matchup, even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. And when the game's over, you head on over to Bet Online's online casino, blackjack, poker, over 150 slot games. Head to the BetOnline website today. Get in on the action. Use promo code BELIEVE, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, the game starts here. So, obviously the main event is tonight, Stanley Cup Finals Game 2. I am back from my cruise. That's right, maybe you saw, I got some color here. Look at this, put them, I'm looking good. Got a lot. I was getting juicy out there. We were on a cruise for the weekend. And I told you guys, like I announced, I don't know if I announced it on the show, but I did put out on social media on Saturday because, you know, it's putting up pictures, getting juicy and all that. And I said, oh, look, don't you worry your pretty little face. I'm still going to be able to watch Stanley Cup Finals Game 1 on Saturday night. So what did we end up doing? Right when we got on the ship on Friday, I found myself a spot that I was going to be able to watch. Which, by the way, if you've never been on a cruise, they all have apps now. So on the app, there's like a calendar, all right, of all the events that are going on for the week, the weekend, however long you're going on the cruise. We did a short little cruise, going just something quick to do at the beginning of the summer. Key West and Nassau. Boom, in and out. So anyway, they post the events, and one of them they show you, they are airing the Stanley Cup Finals. Now, I brought my iPad with me anyway, just in case they weren't. And then I would pay for the Wi-Fi. It's very, very expensive. And I would just watch the Stanley Cup Finals on my iPad. Wasn't necessary. They're playing the Stanley Cup Finals in the bars, in the casino. So I found a great spot. Got there an hour early. Posted up. Got my seat there. Boom. We were good to go. All of us, all right? The whole Zaslow family. We were watching game one of the finals. Bunch of other Panther fans were there watching as well. So, you guys know, I don't like watching high-stakes games around other people. People I don't know. But I didn't have a choice in this spot. I enjoyed the game fine enough. Like, I was able to see it perfectly. So, and they put the volume on and everything, so I was able to hear the ESPN broadcast. You know, not a perfect setup, but, look, you know, like someone said, oh, Zaslow, rookie move, allowing your wife to schedule the cruise. Look, we scheduled this cruise like 6 months ago. Number one, I obviously don't know if the Panthers are going to make the Stanley Cup Final. And number two, I don't know what days the Cup Final is going to be. I don't know when it's going to start. I can't live my life like that. But anyway, when we were approaching the possibility that the Panthers are going to make the Stanley Cup Final, I was always going to be able to watch. Like, there was no scenario I wasn't going to be able to watch the Stanley Cup Final on the ship. So I did. I'm very pleased. But here's the thing, all right? So we're going to talk to ESPN senior NHL writer Greg Wyshynski. He's a lot smarter than us, especially when it comes to hockey. So we'll get him on and we'll figure out what's what going into Game 2 tonight. I know he was at morning skate today. I'm pretty certain there are no changes coming for the Panthers. I would expect there to be changes for Edmonton. So the show's coming out. If you're listening right now, show's out a little bit later than normal. Normally show's out way out by now. Show's coming out later today because I got home right in time this morning to be able to hop on Driving the Line, which I do every Monday, youtube.com/@drivingtheline. And then normally I you know, get on with Zaslow Show 2.0. But because we just came back from the cruise, things are pushed back a little bit later today. So nonetheless, we'll get the puck daddy, Greg Wyshynski, will join us here, and we'll figure out what's going on for Game 2. But as far as Game 1 goes, I didn't think the Panthers played well. And it's one of those deals, like, because there's a lot of nuance in hockey. There's a lot involved. And my eyes can be telling me one thing, and then there are people a lot smarter than me who may be telling us something else. And it seems like the general consensus, Panthers didn't play well. So there's a couple ways to look at it, right? And the way that I'm obviously going to choose to look at it is, I would rather not play well and win than play well and lose. Now, we were in this scenario, right, when the Panthers were down 2-1 to the Rangers and thoroughly outplaying them. And I felt good about it. And guess what? The Panthers didn't lose another game. But it's because after, at that point, we were 3. And I told you, I would almost rather be down 2-1 and playing well, playing our style, dictating the play, than up 2-1 and having the play dictated to us. And it turned out I was right in that spot. So you may say, Zaslow, then why don't you feel bad about being up 1-0 when they didn't play well? Because it's only one game. Because I fully expect the Panthers to play great tonight. I fully expect the Panthers to be much better tonight and the rest of the series. Like, I would actually assume that what we saw in Game 1 is the worst version of the Panthers we are going to see this series. So that's what I think the difference is between not playing well and being up 1-0 right now and playing great and being down 2-1 against the Rangers last series. At that point, 3 games in, we had enough of a sample size to say, all right, we're down 2-1, but we're dominating this series. We're dominating all 3 games so far, so we're going to be okay. Going into Game 2 tonight, we only have 1 game so far. We extremely small sample size, obviously. So I'm glad that the Panthers, I'm thrilled that the Panthers are up 1-0, even though they didn't play very well. At this point, we don't have a big enough sample size to know whether or not that's a good thing or not. So right now, I think it's a good thing that the Panthers did not play well and still were able to get the win and lead the series 1-0. They played better in the third, for sure. Up 2-0 going into the third. They played better going into the third. Seemed like they probably wore them down, would be which is Panther hockey. And we talked to Billy Lindsay last week about it as well, right? Where what happens with this Panther team going into the third period? They are so much better conditioned than these other teams, and they wear you down with their forecheck. And it seemed like they did that in the third period. The rest of the game left a lot to be desired. Were they tight in the first period the way that they were tight in the, what was it, the first period of Game 4, I believe it was? Game 3 or Game 4? Game 4 against the Rangers, which they ended up winning. Or maybe that was against Boston. I don't remember which one it was. But, yeah, it seemed like the Panthers, maybe they were a little bit tight in the first period. I didn't like the way we played in the first and second period. We took advantage of opportunities. Verhaeghe obviously takes advantage. Great chance, great pass from Barkov. And Evan Rodriguez takes care of an opportunity as well. Off of a turnover, he gets the second goal of the game. And of course, Luis Dorinin with the empty net goal with under 5 seconds left. So I feel good that we won a game that we maybe didn't deserve. If anything, the Oilers got goalied. Like, the Oilers are probably saying to themselves, we're going to be okay. We got goalied in game number one. Bobrovsky, first star of the game, and was obviously the star. And we talked about this going into the game, right? Where the reason I feel so good about the Panthers this year and the biggest difference between last year's run and this year, the Panthers were being carried by Sergei Bobrovsky heading into the Stanley Cup Finals. Being carried by Bobrovsky. This time around, their defense has been tremendous in front of Bob. He has not had to carry them. He had to carry the team in game one. And that's okay. You need games like that where your team is going to need you to carry them. Need the goalie to stand on his head and win them a game. That was the game. The Panthers won that game on Bobrovsky's shoulders. He carried the team to that victory. That's okay. You need some games like that. But I do believe, like tonight, I think tonight is going to be a much greater indicator of the way this series is going to play out. I fully expect the Panthers to be better tonight. I think tonight's performance and result are likely going to be a lot more indicative of the way this series is going to turn out. If the Panthers once again look the way they did in game one and the Oilers win tonight, obviously not going to feel good if the Oilers win, but I'm going to be concerned if the Panthers look the way they did tonight from game one and they lose, because that will feel to me like, okay, the Oilers have outplayed the Panthers in two games now, and now they're going home. Panthers got a bit of a lucky result in game one because Bobrovsky carried them. So if the Panthers play the way they did in game one tonight, I do think they'll lose, and then I'll be concerned. But I don't expect that. I expect the Panthers to play Panther hockey tonight. I expect them to win tonight, but I expect the Panthers to play Panther hockey tonight. And if that's the case, and of course they go up 2-0, then I feel... So it really comes down to, I think the winner of this game tonight has a great chance of winning this series. Because I think the only way the Oilers win tonight is if they play the way they... is if the Panthers play again the way they did in game one. And if that's the case, I think the Panthers are in trouble, even though it'll only be 1-1. If the Panthers win tonight, I do believe it'll be because the Panthers played Panther hockey. They'll be up 2-0, and I'll feel phenomenal. So right now, I expect a great Panther effort tonight, but I think they're lucky. I think Bobrovsky carried them in game one. Rather be up 1-0 than down 0-1. But we can't play that way again tonight. The Panthers will lose if they play that way again. Played better in the third. They did. So maybe you get that carryover from the third. Now, it was exactly the way I wanted it to be. Like, going into game balls, I said, oh, can we just win game one 3-0? I feel like I said exactly that. But if you would have told me before game one, the Panthers are going to win 3-0, I would have said, wow, we definitely kicked the shit out of them. Did not kick the shit out of them. The Oilers missed a lot of goals where they shot it wide or shot it over the bar. Bobrovsky, obviously, was phenomenal, stopping the two breakaways, couple other amazing saves as well. I thought the Oilers outplayed the Panthers, but I think a lot of that had to do with, for whatever reason, and yes, a lot of times I like to say, well, your team didn't play well because there was another team making them not play well. The Panthers are always a tremendous forechecking team. And for whatever reason, they weren't in game one. Not so sure why. We'll talk to Greg Wyshynski about that. We'll get to the bottom of it. We'll figure out what's going to be changed from last game to tonight. Any change for the Panthers, any for the Oilers. We'll get to the bottom of all of that good stuff right there. Also, what we always got to get to the bottom of. I got to make sure that you guys are taken care of if you think about getting a new car. And that's why I send you to the only car dealership we endorse here on Zaslow Show 2.0, North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. At North Fort Lauderdale Subaru right now, you got the summer sales event going on. That's right. Summer sales event has incredible offers on all new Subarus in stock, as well as every pre-owned vehicle on their lot. That's right. Whatever you're looking for, you're going to find it at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. Used cars, trucks, SUVs of every make and model, you're sure to find your next vehicle at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. Plus, all new Subarus and most pre-owned vehicles, they come with a lifetime warranty, so you know that you're covered. Right now at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, zero down payment, zero payment for 3 months. Make zero security deposit. Plus, right now, you can get 0% APR financing on select new Subarus. And right now, 0% APR up to 72 months on the Subaru Solterra. Plus, you can lease the 2024 Subaru Crosstrek for just $219 a month for 36 months with $59.95 due at signing with approved credit. Right now, go to nflsubaru.com, nflsubaru.com for full details. Don't miss the summer sales event going on all month long at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, the location you know with an experience you'll love. All right, so like I said, guys, the episode is coming out today a little bit later than normal. Got back from my cruise earlier today, so it's a little bit nutty, but I wanted to make sure I got some reaction, obviously, to game one from Saturday night. Got you guys prepared for game two tonight as well. I do have plenty of reaction from the NBA Finals last night, but you know what? I want to get this out to you guys now, and there's not another finals game until, what are we talking about, Wednesday, because they got to take a million days off, so we'll do a lot on the finals, a lot of reaction, obviously, to the Panthers game two tonight, tomorrow's show, and we'll do a lot of reaction to the NBA Finals from game two. I did watch the game on the cruise ship as well, so we'll have that for you tomorrow as well. I want to get to Greg Wyshynski here and keep the Panther coverage started. Going! All guests on Zaslow Show 2.0 come at us courtesy of Johnny Cuba, European roots with that Caribbean soul, a refreshing German lager in a can. How else are you going to enjoy the Panthers tonight, game two? Pick up a six-pack of Johnny Cuba. Make sure you always drink responsibly, and don't forget Johnny Cuba's mantra, stay tranquilo. I am definitely not going to be tranquilo tonight. Game two, Panthers, Oilers, 8 p.m. Senior NHL writer, ESPN.com. Greg Wyshynski joining us. Greg, always love having you on. Thank you so much for joining us here. Did the Panthers play well in game one?
They played well. I don't know if they played their best. I think if you had to kind of parse it out, you'd say that Bobrovsky was excellent. The Oilers were very good, and the Panthers were good. I think it's probably how it plays out. So there's room for improvement. That's the good news. But the other bad news would be that I think there was also room for improvement for the Oilers in the sense of, like, they could probably finish their chances at some point that they create.
I feel like tonight is going to be indicative of the way the rest of this series goes. And what I mean by that is, like, I thought the Panthers got outplayed in game number one. And if that happens again tonight, I don't think the Panthers will win again. And I'll be a little bit concerned. But I expect the Panthers to look a lot more like what we've seen for most of the postseason tonight. So I really feel like tonight is the tone setter for the rest of this series.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. I think the place for improvement, obviously, for Florida is on the offensive end. I think their expected goals in all situations for game one was under two, which is pretty minuscule for them. And they're a team that when they get the lead likes to usually put the pedal down and keep the shot attempts coming. But again, that was also part and parcel of how well I thought Edmonton played in game one. You know, they were a team that throughout the Dallas series in the Western Conference final was able to control the pace of play. And I think they did a good job of that in game one as well. So, you know, again, the improvement is pretty clear for Florida. Try to clamp down a little bit more defensively and not allow Edmonton to have those grade A chances. I mean, three breakaways in game one that Bob had to stop. And then obviously, you know, create a little bit more offense themselves against a goaltender who in the past has been susceptible to goals, although he's played well since around midway through the second round.
What was Edmonton's expected goals in game one?
It was over three, maybe over 3.5.
Wow.
So again, the combined total was only about just over 5.5 goals between the two teams. If people are, you know, scanning for things to look at for game two, let's say. But I think that overall, you know, we've seen this Panthers team play really well defensively, but also create more chances offensively. I was in the Panthers dressing room today after their morning skate, and I saw a couple of players going over video on a laptop with one of the assistant coaches and pointing out moments in game one where one decision, a different decision made in a certain spot probably would have resulted in a goal. Carter Verhaeghe was talking about how he drew two defenders to him. He had Barkov wide open and just wasn't able to complete the chance. So they're cognizant. They're cognizant of the chances they created offensively, how there need to be more of them, but also that they didn't capitalize on the ones that they created to put even more goals on the board against Edmonton.
I know you were at the skates today. Any changes for the Panthers?
None that I know of. I think they were going with the same lineup. The bigger news was the Oilers, where Vincent Desharnais is going to come in for Cody Ceci. It's the first game that Cody Ceci will not have played in this postseason, and it comes after a game one where his pairing with Darnell Nurse was on the ice for two Panthers goals. So that's a pretty significant change in the sense that Desharnais is a larger guy. He's a more physical guy. He's 6'7". Kind of gives them a different dimension on the back end. Sam Carrick is a game time decision. There's some talk he might slot in for Corey Perry. And then the other interesting kind of move within the lineup would be if Chris Knobloch, the Oilers coach, takes Evander Kane off the Leon Draisaitl line and replaces him with Adam Henrique, the veteran forward they acquired at the trade deadline. Kane's been suffering through a sports hernia. Knobloch said the other day, he's not even the player that I had when I got here in November. He's got one assist in 8 games. He's played physically, but he can't really play with speed. He probably needs to drop down the lineup at this point and get somebody a little bit more healthy on Draisaitl's wing.
Did we notice any chippiness between one player on one side and one player on another? Any specific matchups to keep an eye on tonight?
Not too much. I mean, the physicality in game one was some hard hitting, but not a whole lot of extracurricular stuff. And that's kind of where the Panthers are right now in their maturation as a contender. They proudly talk about how, unlike last season, where they were just rats, basically, for lack of a better term and an appropriate term, I suppose, that we're talking about the Panthers up against the teams they played last year, doing stuff after the whistle, trying to do whatever they can to get under their opponent's skin. They're a different team. They play more whistle to whistle. Matthew Tkachuk was telling us the other day that cutting out that stuff that happens after the whistle is essential to not only their maturity, but also in a series where you're going up against the team that entered the final clicking at over 37% on the power play. So it was chippy, but it wasn't over the line. And I think that's kind of where the Panthers want to keep it.
So speaking of that kind of stuff, the Panthers, most penalized team in the National Hockey League in the regular season, penalties were also an issue early on in the playoffs for the Panthers. But like now they're a much more disciplined team. I mean, granted, Carter Verhaeghe's high stick in game one, you can't do that. But right. How do you think that they've been able to tone it down in that respect?
Well, that's what's kind of funny about it, right? Like they do talk about their maturity and we don't take a lot of penalties or like, you know, for the extracurricular stuff. But at the same time, they're still taking a ton of penalties. Like I think they were like fourth in the NHL amongst teams that made the second round in minor penalties per game. So they still go to the box with frequency. I think that they do a good job of not stepping over the edge. But again, you know, one of the big stories in game one was without question the fact that the Edmonton Oilers power play went 0-for-3. And you know, part of that is how effective the Panthers were in creating, opening up shooting lanes to let Sergei Bobrovsky see these shots. It's something that their defenseman, Gus Forsling, in particular, was talking about them having done really well in game one. And the other thing, too, is, I mean, they got lucky. Like, anyone who watched game one saw the Oilers. I mean, that was some of the most entertaining failure I've ever seen, those three power plays. Like, they were whipping the puck around. They were getting chances. I joked during the game that I want a coin-op arcade game that's called the Panthers. That's called Sergei Bobrovsky versus the Oilers power play. And I play that game every time I'm in the arcade because that's how exciting it was. So, again, you know, they know what they're doing insofar as trying to give Bob the support he needs, but they also know that they have to stay out of the box.
Sorry to break up the conversation, you guys, but I want to make sure that you got the best homeowners insurance out there. And that's why I direct you to Brunt Insurance. I've been getting my homeowners insurance from Brunt Insurance for about 10 years now. And I keep renewing because I know I have the most comprehensive coverage out there, and I'm getting it at the most affordable rate there is. You know, some of you guys, you're listening now on the west coast of Florida. God forbid you got some damage to your home because of the storm yesterday. Brunt Insurance, 954-589-2204, or you go to bruntinsurance.com. And yes, anywhere in Florida, Brunt Insurance has you covered. They have locations all throughout the state. So you could be calling from Pensacola or all the way down to the Keys and beyond. Greg Brunt and his team at Brunt Insurance, his fully licensed staff, they have the expertise, they have the experience, they know what area you're calling from. So they're going to know exactly what type of coverage you need, what kind of policies you have to make sure you have. Hey, that also includes trailers and motorhomes. Let the team at Brunt Insurance help you learn more about your policy options so you're making an informed decision that's not going to keep you up at night. And you don't even have to own your home. Renter's insurance, condo insurance, all the options out there. It could make your head spin. Brunt Insurance specializes in making the confusing crystal clear. When you call 954-589-2204, you're making the right call. Bruntinsurance.com, the only insurance agency that I'm going to send you to. How important is the home ice advantage? I mean, I understand, you know, Paul Maurice obviously gets last change tonight before it shifts for games 3 and 4. Is that a really big thing for this Panther team against the Oilers, having the last change tonight?
I mean, it is when you have Sasha Barkov and you're able to deploy him against, you know, Connor McDavid's line with frequency. I think that's a huge key in this series, is having the best defensive forward in the league and you know, putting him out there in a number of different situations. I think it also helps that you're not surprised when Chris Knobloch breaks the glass and puts McDavid and Draisaitl together on the same line, which they were frequently together in game one as they were searching to try to, you know, score a goal against Bobrovsky. So there are some real advantages for having that last change at home, but also just the you know, the crowd was pumped, man. It was a good atmosphere in game one. And I think getting on the board first with that Verhaeghe goal really kind of set things in motion. You know, and they played a strong game. I know that they haven't always been strong here, the Panthers, from a win-loss perspective, but I felt they were very comfortable here in game one.
Tell me a little bit about the Oilers' penalty kill. I mean, very famously right now, I think it's, what, 30 consecutive penalties killed. How much is that they are amazing on the penalty kill, or there's, you know, just a little bit of chance involved?
No, they're amazing. I mean, they play aggressively. They're smart. They don't overcommit. They play with speed. They get it out of the zone. They don't fuss around with the puck. And you know, for all of the talk about how Stuart Skinner has been a little susceptible, to goals during these playoffs, I think that he's done a really good job for them as the last line of defense on their penalty kill too. So they're legit. Now, granted, I don't think that they've faced, say, like the caliber of power play the Panthers faced in the conference final when they killed 14 of 15 against the Rangers. And granted, the injury to Adam Fox we found out about later on means that Rangers power play probably wasn't as good as it could have been. But it, still, I think overall, like, the Panthers penalty kill, which was second in the playoffs coming into the series, is every bit as accomplished as the Oilers one.
And finally here, Greg, you know, I know the book on Bobrovsky, apparently you want to go high. All right. Were they trying that a lot in game one and they were missing the net? What did you notice?
There were a couple of chances where they clearly were aiming for the upper part of the net on a deflection or on a chance in front, and they just roofed it over the net. I think Hyman had one that went in the netting. They're cognizant of it. The numbers are you know, they speak for themselves in the fact that Bob's beaten, you know, been beaten 31 of 38 times on shots that are high glove side or over the blocker. So they know where to go with the puck. And you know, Ryan Nugent-Hopkins, I thought, was really good in talking the other day about how well Bobrovsky seals the bottom of the net with his quickness, with his size. He's just really, really good down there, and that they know they have to shoot higher on them. They know how they have to expose him at the top of the net. So, you know, I think they'll try it. You don't want to overcompensate and do what they did at times in game one, which is just to put the puck well over the net when you're just trying to, you know, be too cute with your aim. But they're going to have to do something, because Bobrovsky certainly, although he's not in their heads yet, according to the players, he's certainly planted his flag on this series and probably planted his flag as the leader for MVP of the playoffs.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too after game one. Greg, excellent job as always. You can check him out, of course, ESPN.com. Leading up to tonight, game two, we're all very pumped down here. Have a safe trip to Edmonton, of course, after the game tonight. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Appreciate that sentiment, man. There's going to be a lot of traveling coming up in the next 2 days for the media, and we'll see who makes it.
Thank you, Greg. Take it easy.
Anytime.
Excellent job by Greg Wyshynski. Always love having him on. So pumped about tonight. Let's go, Panthers. Come on now. You know what I'm talking about. Can they just go up 2-0? Can we go up 2-0 where then you feel like, okay, get just 1 out of 2 in Edmonton, have a chance to close this baby out. I'm getting way ahead of myself. All right, we're focused on tonight. Zaslow Mansion Family Room, which, of course, once the game starts, puck drops, transforms into the Zaslow Mansion Serious Room. Everybody knows that, but man, if we could go up 2-0, now we're cooking with gas. All right, everybody settle down. You guys know what time it is. Let's get to Big Deal or Not a Big Deal. Big Deal or Not a Big Deal, always brought to us where we get all the big deals. Caneswear, caneswear.com. You can search the entire inventory. You know, obviously, Caneswear is the largest selection of Miami Hurricanes gear. But if you're on your way to Game 2 tonight, stop by Caneswear in Davie, 2655 South University Drive, just south of 595 on the west side of University. Pick up your Florida Panther gear, Eastern Conference Champion gear, Stanley Cup Final gear, much cheaper than picking it up at the arena. Stop by Caneswear in Davie. Get your brand new Florida Panther gear. Items for men, women, kids, hats, shirts, jerseys, of course. Caneswear. Caneswear.com, of course, they'll deliver it right to your front door. But stop by on your way to the game tonight. They got all sizes. They're going to have exactly what you're looking for. Caneswear is the spot. South Florida sports fan shop where we get all of the big deals. Big deal or not a big deal. So speaking of which, how about Paul Maurice? This was after the game, talking about how money Carter Verhaeghe is. He's so good in the big moments.
He is an unusual performer, that man. He is so good in the most intense and almost chaotic play. He can raise that level. I don't know that I have much to say about it, because I don't know that I fully understand it. Clearly, if there was something there I could pass along to somebody else, I would do that as well. That guy's a gamer. I think I said that about Matthew last year with some off-color language in it, but this year I did. He's a gamer. Like, he truly is on the puck, and I think he plays. I think maybe what I love the most is that it was not an easy path to the National Hockey. They had to fight for all of it to get there, and I think he trained himself to be wired in games the entire game, and that's why when he gets into the bigger games, that's how he operated. He and Gustav Forsling are similar in that they had to work and try and compete and fight. They're both, he played in the East Coast League, like he had to fight his way here, so when it's wired and it's on, that's his wheelhouse.
I'm going big deal. All the postseason overtime goals. And then, of course, he gets the first goal of the Stanley Cup Finals. Panthers up 1-0. Panthers leading a Stanley Cup Final for the first time in franchise history. That's a big deal. Big deal or not a big deal? All right, so last night was game two of the finals. The ESPN studio show, the halftime show, pregame, postgame, whatever, it's not good. It's not good. And pregame, like, they got Michael Wilbon on the studio show. I really have no idea why he's there. And it's because of stuff like this, where this is pregame. They're all given, like, their, you know, keys to the game. What should happen, what needs to happen. And Michael Wilbon, he may as well just wear a sign on his forehead that says, I don't watch the games.
Let me just say this. Dallas needs somebody else. Puka can't be himself physically. Not the way this game is starting. I'm going to nominate somebody. Tim Hardaway Jr., a veteran player who's been in big games, who wasn't he a DNP in the first half? Yeah. Uh-uh. Can't have that. So if we're going to pick somebody to help out, Josh knows Tim Hardaway Jr. can't get hot and be important and be a factor in these games.
I mean, I guess I'm going big deal. Wilbon doesn't belong on the studio show. You know, if he watches the games, he would know that Tim Hardaway Jr. has hardly played this postseason. Hardly played. Like, it's not unusual for him to beat the MP. And, of course, he didn't play yesterday. It's key of the game. So I guess I'll go big deal. And finally, big deal or not a big deal. How about Michelle Smallman, unsportsmanlike with my guy Evan Cohen, Chris Canty, and Smallman, every morning, 6:10 a.m. on ESPN Radio. Here she is this morning on Caitlin Clark being left off of Team USA basketball.
Clearly, her popularity has caused tension among the league. There's no other way around it. And historically, women's basketball has had the number one WNBA pick on the Olympic team, and they usually have at least two players under the age of 25 on every other Olympic roster. And Caitlin Clark is not only omitted from this roster, but they don't have anybody, I believe, 26 or younger on this team. And there's another argument to be made that not only is she going to bring so many eyeballs to the sport and to the U.S. team, but that this is great seasoning for her as someone who is, we're hoping to be the future of women's basketball moving forward, to be on this team, have this experience, and get that seasoning. I frankly cannot believe that her popularity is being viewed as a negative and is somehow affecting her actual basketball career. And clearly, her popularity.
Yeah, I'm going big deal. I mean, it's a big deal because everyone is all over everything Caitlin Clark. I already told you, I'm not necessarily surprised that she wasn't on the team. I don't think it's the end of the world that she's not on the team. And if anything, the Team USA versus the WNBA All-Stars, which apparently is going to happen at the All-Star Game, I think that's a great showcase then for Caitlin Clark going up against those ladies. So I'll go big deal. Everything Caitlin Clark's a lightning rod. And that right there is another edition of Big Deal or Not a Big Deal, brought to us where we're getting all of our new Florida Panther gear, caneswear.com. Stop by Caneswear and Davey before the game tonight, where you get all the big deals on your brand new Florida Panther gear. Caneswear is the spot Miami fans shop for all of the big deals. Yes! All right, there you have it. So whatever you got to do the rest of the day today to pass the time, make sure you do it, you get it out of the way, because we have a big one tonight. 8 p.m., you know where to be. I will be front and center. Zaslow Mansion Family Room. It will turn into the Serious Room. Panthers, can we start the show tomorrow with your favorite little hockey team leading the Stanley Cup Finals 2-0? Come on! Let's do it, please! Today's show brought to you in part by Bet Online. Thanks to everyone helping out the program today. You guys behind the scenes, you're amazing. I don't know how I'd do this without you. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow on another edition of Zaslow Show 2.0. You know what that means. Ah, the show is over. What better time now than to go out back with a six-pack of Johnny Cuba. That's right. That's what I look forward to after every show. And now my day's work is done. I got a six-pack of Johnny Cuba. We're talking European roots with a Caribbean soul. I'm going to sit outside by the pool here at the Zaslow Mansion and just enjoy the rest of my day. Having a Johnny Cuba makes me feel like I'm right back in the Caribbean. We're talking a refreshing German lager in a can. You can get it anywhere. Sedano's, Presidente, Winn-Dixie. And right now, you got special holiday prices on six packs of Johnny Cuba. Make sure you pick up your Johnny Cuba merch as well. We got the hot sauce coming up. Johnny Cuba, stay tranquilo because more is always brewing.